This is Oceana for RightSex.net. This week, I'm talking about personal lives in our stories. As writers, we've been told to write what we know about. We may weave stories in distant lands with fairies and werewolves and zombies running amok, with drama so thick it can be cut with a chainsaw. But when we work in details of our own lives, don't we? Our own dramas. The love, hurt, the pain, the betrayals, and the conquests. The only way to be a better than good writer is to live a full life. A full life gives voice to your stories, makes them a place where, in the words, others can connect. If you as a writer are not willing to share your personal life, to expose yourself, then you have no business being a writer, certainly not one for romance or eroticism. I have all but stopped writing. I came to a place in my life where it was too painful to relive, even in disguise. I didn't want to retell my story. I didn't want to put my finger in the hole of deep, bloody pain. I couldn't until today. Today, when the pain grew so great to ignore that I realized that writing was my psychoanalysis. It was my therapy. And kept me sane. Through the sickness, the divorce, the hospitals, the betrayal, the wrong choices, and the mountain of work. So, I found the courage and a title for my new story. It's called Without Shame. It'll be all about the wrong choices I've made. Through it, I hope to embrace my lost self. So, that's my story. What will you do today to move your words forward? Tell me about it. You can email me at om@pureobsessions.com. This has been Oceana Monroe for RightSex.net. Tune in next week when another author will be bearing their soul.